Tanya for the 25th day of Tammuz, Chof Hei Tammuz, is in the beginning of Perek Zayin, chapter 7 of Egeret HaTshuva. Right in the beginning of Egeret HaTshuva, the Alter Rebbe established a fact that the main essence of Tshuva is abandoning the sin, and that as soon as a person abandons or discontinues the sin, that itself is already Tshuva. Now the Alter Rebbe takes it a step further. The Ulam Derech HaEmes VaHayoshor, the true and straight path, LeBechina Tshuva Tato Hei Tato Hanau, to perform Tshuva in truth and in the right way, the lower level Tshuva, returning the Hei Tato, as we explained earlier, Heim Beis Dvarim Derech Klal. There are two basic preparations or two basic approaches necessary in order for the tshuva to be true and straight. True means that not only should it be an acceptable, proper tshuva, but that there should be a tshuva that will never be interrupted, that he will never go back to the sin. And that's called true because truth is always, is forever. And it's a straight tshuva. It doesn't come from suffering, God forbid, from feeling the consequences of sin, but rather it comes from the impulse of tshuva itself. And this, to do that kind of tshuva, takes two preparations. The first thing is, a person has to arouse a compassion, a pity, from the source of all compassion, from God, a compassion for his neshama, that they should have rachmanis on his neshama, that fell from the high perch. Not a, igra means a roof. From a high roof. From a high level. And in that high level, above, the neshama comes from the top or the highest part of the higher level, which is chai hachayim baruch hu, from the source of all life, from God, lebira anikta, and it falls not only into a low place, but into the lowest place. Not only into a pit, but into a low pit. So from the highest of the high places to the lowest of the low places. The lowest of the low means the unholy part of this world, the clipper of the world. So you should arouse from above a compassion and a pity for the neshama's fall, the al-mekeid, ab-mekeid achayim, and also a compassion and a pity for the origin of the neshama, Hushem Havaye Baruch Hu, which is the name of God on the Ebeshter, Ukamesha Kosu V'yoshev El Havaye V'yirachameyu. The Pasuk says he should return to God and he will have compassion for him. So you can understand this in two ways. The person should return to God and God will have compassion for him, or he should return to God and have compassion on God. To return out of compassion for the Eibishter. Pirush. What does it mean to have compassion for the Eibishter? Le'ed rachamim, to arouse a feeling of rachmanus al hashpo Hashem avaya baruch hu, for that flow of godliness. Shenishtau shelo v'yordotecha hicholes hasitra achrat meyim, that came down, descended into the place of unholiness of tumah, l'hachayesam, that gives them greater life, al yidei ma'ase enish v'tachbuleisav, through a person's deeds and schemes, u'machsheveisav hazoyim, and his bad thoughts, as we said in yesterday's shir, that it drags down into klipa that hashpah, that flow of godliness that is intended for the neshama. U'kumei shekosuv melech osu berhotim, as we find the expression concerning godliness dragged into unholiness, the king bound, tied up in the troughs. The hotim is the troughs, the channels to which you bring water from the river down to where you need to water the fields. So it's a narrow passage. So the king is bound or tied in the rahotim, in the troughs, which are berehite mecha, the troughs of a person's thoughts, of his evil thoughts. Vihitim also means a flow. The channels through which the water flows. So Vihite Mecha also means the flowing of the mind, of the thoughts, the carelessness, the passing thought that a person permits that drags him down into klipa, and in that way drags godliness into klipa. He bechinas golus hashchina, which is the meaning of golus hashchina kanal, as we explained earlier, that this is how the Eibishter comes into golus, the shchina, which is the heitato, is dragged down into klipa. It's man hamisugulos. What is the appropriate time for this? To arouse compassion for his neshama and for the Eibishter, for the godliness that he drags down into klipa. Who b'tikun chatzeis is during the reading of the tikun chatzeis, k'mesh across the besider, b'ha'oza, ayin sham ba'arichas. Zeh shekos uf sham, nofo ateres reshenu, eino lonu kichatonu. And this is what we find in the tikun chatzeis, where it says, the crown of our head has fallen, woe is to us, because of our sins. What does it mean, the crown of our head? It means the flow of godliness, which is the source of the neshama, the source of life of the neshama that has fallen into klipa. And it happens through our sins. And that's why God is called in Pirkei Hecholos, Melech Oluv, the embarrassed king, or the insulted king. And as the Ramak writes in Kabbalah, ki ein loch alvin godul mizeh, there is no greater embarrassment, there's no greater insult than dragging the king into the klipa. Ubefrat kashi yisbein and hamaskil begdula sainsi baruchu, and particularly when a person, an intelligent person, will stop and consider God's greatness, ma'ale kol almin v'seviv kol almin, fills the world and transcends the world, kol echad v'yechad l'fum shia sichle havenosei, and each person will understand this to the degree that he's capable of understanding. Yismar me'al zeh me'ed me'ed, this will cause him to become deeply embittered. And that will motivate him to tshuva, and that will make the tshuva a true tshuva, that it will last, he will not go back to his sin. So that's the first preparation. The habeis, and the second preparation is levateishu lahachniyah haklipa v'asitra achra, to subdue and weaken the klipa. Asher kol chayusah hirak b'chinas gasus v'hagbo'o, the whole energy of the klipa is arrogance and self-importance. K'mesh kosev in tagbiyah kanesher, as it says concerning the Yetzer Hara, the klipa, that it rises like an eagle in arrogance, so it needs to be subdued and humbled. V'habitush v'hachana ad ofer mamosh, and to subdue it and reduce it down to the ground, to the earth, zuhi misoso ubitula, taking away the arrogance is to the klipa death and bittul. It undoes it completely. Haino, How do you subdue? How do you humble the klipa? Al yedei lev nishbar v'nitke, through a broken heart and a subdued heart. Because the animal soul is in the heart, in the left side of the heart, so by being broken hearted, you're breaking the klipa. Li yeis nivza bein av nimos, and becoming disgusted with himself, meaning with the unholy part of himself, that subdues the klipa. Ukamesha kosa bezeira kodesh aposik zivcheli kim ruach nishbara lev nishbar venitke, that the sacrifice to God is not just an animal, but a broken heart. That a broken heart is a sacrifice to God. Ki kol karbon min habehema hu l'shem havaye, he midas harachamim. Because every karbon, which is brought from the animal, an animal sacrifice, is brought to God to Shem Havayim, which is Midas HaRachamim. and that's why it produces a forgiveness, a rachamim from above. Ava l'shem Elikim, but to the name Elikim, which is midas hadin, ein makrivim karban behema. Here we don't bring an animal sacrifice, because the animal sacrifice wouldn't help. And yet it says, Zirchei Elikim ruach nishbaza, that a broken heart is a sacrifice to God, and it uses the name Elikim, because this is the one exception. The animal sacrifice doesn't help with Shem Elikim. Ki'im, what does help, to remove the tumah, to remove the klipa, that brings forgiveness even from Shem Elikim. V'zehu ruach nishbaza, and that's the meaning of the broken spirit, the broken ruach, meaning the ruach of the klipa, ruach hatuma. Heich nishbara ruach ha-sitra achra, and how is the sitra achra's ruach, its spirit, its arrogance, broken? Kishahalev nishbara v'nitke, when a person becomes himself broken-hearted and humbled. In the Hagayim Yehim for the 25th of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes, "Then Chassid the Sefaran Tzvei Zeiret charakteristische Eisprachen." In Chassidus, we find two very characteristic expressions. Number one, Aid they can't get luchkeit and filt the ibe natir luchkeit and badarf of them kein the bavaisen ishtabem. Describing a Jew, Chassidus says that a Jew recognizes godliness, and he feels the supernatural without needing any proof for it. And the second expression is, Aid nishter will and nishter ken sein obgerissen von Gottlichkeit. A Jew neither wants nor is able to be separated from godliness. The MS is, Aditzei eishprachen sein einzach. In truth, these two expressions really say the same thing. Aid they can't Gottlichkeit und fill them lamaila min ateva, since a Jew recognizes godliness, it's a recognition, and he feels the supernatural, therefore the far is nishter will, nishter ken, then obgerissen von Gottlichkeit. That's why he can't deny and doesn't want to deny godliness.